JC12, 200 words per minute, copyright, courtreportinghelp.com, ready? The court has admitted into the evidence for your consideration a statement made by the defendant to police officers at the scene. If you believe that this statement was made by the defendant freely and voluntarily as it can be assessed under the totality of the circumstances that surround this case, both the characteristics of the defendant and the details of the interrogation at the scene, then you may consider such statement as a part of the evidence in these cases, and you may give to such statement and to each part of such statement such weight and credit as you may believe it is entitled. You may believe or disbelieve all or any parts of such statement. However, if you do not believe that the statement was freely and voluntarily made to the police officers, then you have the right to reject the statement from any consideration by you. A person who by education, study, and experience has become an expert in any art, science, or profession, and who is called as a witness may give his or her opinion as to any such matter in which he or she is versed and which is material to the case. You should consider each expert opinion received in evidence in this case and give it such weight as you may think it deserves. You should weigh the reasons, if any, given for it. You are not bound, however, by such opinion. Give it the weight to which you deem it entitled, whether that be great or slight, and you may reject it entirely if, in your judgment, the reasons given for it are not sound. The indictment in this case is in itself a mere accusation or charge against the defendant and is not itself any evidence of guilt. No juror in this case should permit himself or herself to be influenced against the defendant because of or on account of the fact that an indictment has been returned against him or her. This is a criminal prosecution, and the rule as to the amount of proof in this case is different from that in civil cases. A mere preponderance of the evidence does not warrant the jury in finding the defendant guilty. Before the defendant can be convicted, you must be satisfied of his or her guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.